offer this beautiful poem by Jan Richardson as a way for me to acknowledge my gratitude for being here with you this morning. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and in grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. Good morning. From where you sit, it's unlikely you could see the illustrations in Bob Graham's How to Heal a Broken Wing, the book Sally shared with the children this morning. They're subtle and beautiful, those pictures. There's an aureole of gold light with which Graham surrounds the main characters and action. The wounded bird in the street, the boy as he notices and cares for it, the boy's family too, as they join their son in tending to the bird's suffering, healing, and release. By means of this gold light, Graham is drawing our attention to the heart of the matter, the places in the story that are about noticing, tending, and setting free. A little arc of devotions, of mindful living. This story, the songs and hymns this morning, all speak in one way or another to what you've taught me about what church is. You'll indulge me, I hope, in a very personal homily this morning. It's a love letter of sorts, as I'm thankful beyond measure for the light bearers you are. My husband Douglas and I found our way to South Church a long while ago, and that very first Sunday we sat in the back. Not in the last pew, but farther back, against the wall. As far away from the chancel or from the middle of the sanctuary, as far away from all the churchgoers as we could get. We weren't entirely sure of our decision to step inside a church at all and didn't want to mislead anyone, including ourselves. We were only curious, just stopping in. There were a couple of chairs just inside the entrance, as there are now, and we slipped into them as the service was beginning. I honestly don't remember how it was we found our way here, or who may have suggested we give South Church a try. But I remember why we came. We were relatively new to the area. Our daughter Chloe was just 3. And I was pregnant with our second child, Sophia. The truth is, Doug and I were a little lonely and very much overwhelmed with the work of juggling 2 careers, a very old house, a toddler, and soon enough, a new baby. In some way, we couldn't quite articulate. We sensed we couldn't do what we were trying to do alone. Even with 1 foot in and 1 foot out that morning, we knew we needed you. Bob Carnan was in the pulpit that day, and though I don't recall the details of his sermon, I remember its spirit. In so many words, he said, You have a story. And South Church has a story. And the larger community has a story. And all our stories are linked. These stories, he said, come to their fulfillment in and through each other. Some version of this is what he said, but what we heard was, welcome. You belong here. His was a powerful message for a young couple feeling suddenly out of their depth and longing for friends, direction, and support. In so many words, Bob was saying, our story mattered. And it's linked to yours. And whatever we aspired to, whatever we might struggle for, whatever we might mourn or celebrate, would find its deepest meaning and its fullest expression in and through communal life. The church back then was in the midst of a kind of renaissance, thriving. The elders were longtime members, a core of 30 or so women and men who'd helped South Church navigate some perilously lean years. They were brilliant, feisty, generous souls, deeply concerned about and committed to the ongoing life of the church. Committed to our UU principles as well as to our meaning and work in the larger community. Some of them became cherished mentors to Doug and me, welcoming us, guiding us, drawing us further into what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist and a member of this community. Many of them have since passed away, but I assure you, their imprint is everywhere. We were not the only younger people finding their way to South Church. A generation of us, some with children in tow, came seeking a version of what we were seeking, a place of belonging, of learning, of mutual care. We are the elders now. Bob was a warm and generous storyteller, a first-rate historian, and a kind pastor. And South Church was flourishing. A tiny fire was kindled in our hearts that first morning, and over the next year or two, our reason for coming, Sunday after Sunday, began to shift. I think we wanted you to fall in love with us. We fell in love with you. Was that season in the life of the church perfect? No. Bob was not a perfect minister, and we were not a perfect congregation. And I give thanks for all our imperfection, which can shine a light, sometimes uncomfortably, on our humble limitations, our need for forgiveness, and the saving grace of humor. Our imperfection is good soil for necessary course corrections, for new ideas, new ways of working together. Other ministers since that time, a number of interims and three settled ministries, including our dear Chris and Lauren, have worked with us through periods of self-examination, led us in worship, inspired us in the creation of new paths and programs, and encouraged us in fundraising for renovations or expansions of our spaces. Each minister was gifted, and we're better for their vision, commitment, and friendship. But when I think back over the past many years, it's your faces and those of cherished members who've passed on that rise to the fore when I think about who and what South Church is. South Church is you. You around the dinner table for a circle supper, and you playing guitar at a coffee house, and you lighting silent night candles on Christmas Eve. It's you in the kitchen making spaghetti or chili or pancakes, and you in your sleeping bag on the cold, hard parish floor, having volunteered to stay overnight with our youth. It's you giving someone a lift to church because she might not otherwise make it in. And you tweaking the sound system so we can hear the service, and you in the bell tower announcing. You're reading a bedtime story to children who stay with us through Seacoast Family Promise. You're hosting a covenant group in your living room. You're leading spirit play downstairs. South Church is you making coffee, putting away chairs, knitting prayer shawls, soothing a crying baby in the nursery, and you by the bedside of someone in the hospital, alone and scared. And if you're not there, you're here, up late at night, making hard decisions long past the hour the meeting should have ended. You're ushering, serving roast chicken at the Salvation Army, and welcoming new members with a rose. You're in the pulpit, you're baking cookies for a memorial service, and you're shoveling snow. You're putting down red duct tape, I've seen you do it, where the carpet is torn. And you're mopping up the rain that's flooded the parish hall again. You're on a service trip to Nicaragua, and you're on the buses to Washington, and you're in the streets of Boston, and you're at the head of a rally right here in Portsmouth, crying out loud for economic justice, gay rights, black lives, women, gun sense, a healthy planet. You know I could go on and on, because I've just scratched the surface of the ways you are faithful to noticing who and what needs help, and faithful in responding with all your care, ingenuity, and hope. You, dear friends, are the light bringers, as the poet says, the ones in whom the brightness blazes. A year or two from now, after we've taken the time we need for care-filled discernment about where we are in this moment, we'll welcome a new ministry, someone who reflects our deepest longings for the vision and vocation of our church. When we welcome whoever serves next in this pulpit, we'll say something like this: we loved our ministers, Chris and Lauren, and they loved us. It was hard to say goodbye to them because their ministry with us was golden. We've grieved together and learned together and gathered up all we want to carry forward together. We've been gentle in our care for one another and constant in our work for justice in the wider community. We gave more than we usually do, more than we thought we had. We're proud of what we've accomplished together, and we welcome you with joy. Douglas and I did not imagine that over the course of 31 years, we would be formed by our life here. That who we are, what we care about, what we're faithful to, would be welcomed and supported by you, as well as challenged and redirected by you. We had a story, but it was just one thread. It's a truer, richer story woven with yours. And the story of South Church, which is all of us, is a truer, richer, and brighter story braided with the life of the larger community. Thus bound together as one body, we forge a common course that's more just, more beautiful, and more kind than anything any one of us could aspire to, struggle for, or celebrate alone. You, dear friends, are the light bringers, in whom can be seen the fire that shines in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. Amen.